The Daily Dilemma on Beat.
Back tomorrow for the last one of the week, so you can email talk at beat102103.com. Hey guys, I'm a little stumped as what to do here. I'm seeing a girl a few months now and she's lovely. Grand girl. She does exactly what it says on the tin.
Oh no.
Whatever that means.
Oh no.
The problem I've noticed is that she's obsessed with Friends, the TV show. Anytime we're chilling or hanging out, Friends is on the telly. Even when she's on her own, it's all she watches. Now, I've tried to suggest other sitcoms or even a new series that we could watch together as a couple. The answer is always no. She quotes it every day and has gone as far as giving me a pet name. She calls me her lobster. It's quite sickening, if I'm honest. I'm sick to my teeth of Friends. The stupid theme song is in my head every day. I'm all for people liking franchises or sports teams, but this is a really unattractive trait for me. How do I make her grow out of this stupid obsession of a TV show that's not even funny anyway?
Ooh,
controversial.
Not even funny anyway. Can we start with the second comment that he made there? Seeing a girl, she's lovely. Grand girl does exactly what she says on the tin. Can you explain that to me? What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Like, is that not a bit like insulting? Does exactly what it says on the tin. I don't want to be described like that.
I don't know. Isn't that like ticks all the boxes kind of thing, no?
Okay, maybe I'm reading too much into it.
I don't know, that's just what I would take from it.
Like, really? Is this that bad? Like, Friends, okay, can be Marmite to some people, and obviously you're not a fan of it, but like her being really obsessed and into a TV show, is that not just clutching at straws for a reason?
Is everyone
dislike
not obsessed
somebody?
Into something? You
yeah,
know?
That's what I mean.
Like, you get so bored with me putting on Gavin and Stacey or the Inbetweeners all the time every time I'm stuck for something to watch, you know what I mean?
I come round to yours. Yeah. The Inbetweeners, deadly.
I just, like, she's probably going through a Friends phase. I think it happens to everybody where you just watch Friends.
Yeah, most people it happened between 1994 and 2004, though.
No, that's not true. Like, some people are only, sure didn't Megan only discover it recently?
And Dean, I remember, yeah. He only discovered it very
so
late.
So I think it's unfair that you're coming down so hard on her over a TV program. Like, you said she's a nice girl, you're into her, so what if she calls you her lobster? I'd love to be someone's lobster.
Oh, that's a bit bomb.
Yeah,
no,
that's
it's
a bit
not it's
tacky.
Only a joke. She's probably only winding you up. I think you're way you're reading way too much into this, and you're looking for something to I suppose you're clutching at straws in terms of what's wrong with the relationship.
I'd say if we got Tom on the phone right now and asked him about Married at First Sight, he'd say the same thing, would he?
Oh yeah, or a place in the sun.
It is a bit sickening though if someone is watching something the whole time.
If they won't, if they refuse to watch anything else.
Oh yeah, but like I think you can have a conversation where you go, come here, like I'm a bit over this, can we watch something else just for one night, or you know, when I see you on this night, fair enough. But like, really, to consider ending it with somebody, and even the how do I make her grow out of this stupid obsession. I mean,
he says it's very unattractive to him.
Well then, if it's unattractive, jog on.
Yeah, there are people like that who get so obsessed with stuff they'll do it the whole time. Like, I'm like, have my obsessive personality and I'd like Harry Potter, but I'm like, I'm not watching it the whole time, or I'd like Friends. Do you not get away? Like, if that's all she's watching 24/7, that is a bit weird in my opinion.
But maybe it is a bit weird, Killian, but like it's not a deal breaker. Like, it's just somebody watching a TV program. Like, I'm not going to break up with you because you like Harry Potter. Like, I think it's a bit unfair. Like, there's lads that watch soccer all the time, or you know,
or worse than soccer, Sky Sports News.
My husband
used to watch all day just Sky Sports
Just throw it on the background. You know?
And the same news every 15 minutes.
And it's just the ticker.
It's the ticker.
Oh, God, no. I take Friends over that any day. I just think you need to, like, relax a little bit. Yes, you can have the conversation with her and say, look, I would really like to watch something else tonight while I'm sitting with you. But, like, come on. If you really find it that unattractive, I would say to you, you know, I would say walk away, because you're not going to, like, she's going to move on to something else.
Okay, give us your thoughts on this. Are you somebody who constantly watches the same thing over and over and over and over and over again just out of comfort? Or maybe you live with somebody who's always watching the same thing. And what would you say to this guy? Okay, a couple of the comments to start with. Darren was on, agree with your show. What a beep. Describing the girl like a tin of varnish.
Varnish, I was thinking of Ronseal. Mm. That went straight to Ronseal.
Another text says he needs to beep off and leave her alone. She deserves better than him. So people, friends, fans are on this morning and they're very strong on this. Paddy, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you keeping?
Good.
We're good. And
now,
we're good.
You see the two sides to this story. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think if given push should be taken here.
Okay. And how, in terms of like, she needs to back off a little bit on the whole obsession?
Oh, yeah. I think Friends every day is a little much now. I think we should put something else on. You know, The Chase is also a good show.
The Chase.
I think watching the same thing every day for me, myself, that would drive me nuts. I would need some change.
What about if she started calling you her lobster, Paddy? How would you feel about that?
Yeah, I got to agree with the chap now. I don't agree with much on him, but that's definitely a go no for me.
That's a step too far, is it, the lobster? And how would you bring up the conversation with her? How would you kind of approach it?
Just sit her down and just be honest with her. Just tell her that I don't like the lobster and I don't like friends every day.
Yeah, simple as.
Make it clear.
Doesn't have to be complicated. Mm. Just tell her how you feel.
Mm. Pretty much.
Okay, well
Thank
said, Paddy.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Paddy.
You.
Have a great day.
Paul was on to us as well. How dare him? How dare him say Friends is not funny? He sounds like a right prude. If you don't like what's in tin anymore, this relationship is DOA.
What's in the tin?
What's in the tin?
Yeah, Killian, come on now. Step up to the plate here. You're a massive Friends fan.
Me? Yeah. I'm not a massive Friends fan that I watch it every day. I think that's good. You get sick of things fairly easily.
You do quote it a lot, though.
You
do. There's rarely a day I would say where Killian doesn't come out with like, oh, remember the episode of you do
cheap shot.
I know, I just don't even think
that was just a quote there.
Okay. I don't think you even realise that you do it.
Danielle was on to us as well this morning.
My husband has rewatched The Vampire Diaries like 3 times. It makes me very mad, but I wish I had his time, and I think that's what makes me mad. It can consume you. It's like one of the greatest shows ever. But he always eventually comes back to me with enough nagging. But girl, do that girl a favour and just leave her, because she'll do exactly what it says on the tin for somebody else one day.
I like that.
Yeah. She lost him to The Vampire Diaries, but he does eventually come back.
I want to know how like he comes back. Like, he's